You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live from TIFF 2019. In this one-on-one, we participate in a special roundtable interview with writer Matthew Teague and director Gabriella Kelperthwaite. Matthew and Gabriella have teamed on the new film The Friend, which stars Jason Segel, Dakota Johnson, and Casey Affleck. The Friend chronicles Matthew's true-to-life journey after his wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Matt and Gabriella about fan reaction for the film so far and the difficulties of bringing true-to-life sequences to screen. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
I won't make you guys all scared. My name's Matt.
So I saw the film yesterday with the public screening of 6 p.m. and everybody around me was crying.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the end, of course, you were there, you know, the audience cheered.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you feel about the people loving this film?
Oh, people kind of re-watching it finally.
Accepting. And then just loving
just
it.
Just chill, you know, and, it's like, it's... What was very special we talk about was getting up there and then sort of hearing people say that it touched them or that moved them because they've gone through something similar, maybe, or they've had some of that in their lives. And, like, then you sort of feel like, well, there's my job's done. Do you know what I mean? If you can help anybody just heal a tiny bit or remember that life is beautiful for just moments, you know, then... it feels just, I'm grateful for that.
What does it mean to revisit this very painful time?
It's difficult but rewarding, I think I would say. It's not necessarily fun to sit and watch it again, but it's a rewarding experience for me. It feels like a worthwhile story, and I hope that it's helpful to people. Mm-hmm.
In the film, we hear that someone was interested in one of your stories to be adapted for, which is not this one. It's another one, like a spy thing.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
What happened? Is still in the out there in limbo or something?
It's in limbo. Yeah, the British spy story. That's right.
So.
Oh yeah.
After this, people. Well, it might could not be.
We'll see. I don't know that Warner Brothers put it on a shelf somewhere. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? Yeah.
So it's a true story, but it's not one of those true stories that, you know, something crazy that, you know, like explosions or whatever. So it's all about the intimacy, right? It's like kind of reenacting the intimacy, which is really, really painful, and it's really, even the memory works differently. So how was your work together to actually recreate this intimacy in an authentic way?
I feel I had, the script was that way, it felt intimate to me, but I think the actors too, were all moved by the story and moved by what they would do if this were them, and wanted to be authentic. And I think when they begin to play off each other, there's this vulnerability that happens, right? You unzip yourself. Kind of, and you're just being very vulnerable for me, for sure, for the director, but also for the other actor there. And the more one person does that, it allows that person to do that. And like you see that one person starting to cry triggers the other performance, you know, and so that would just start happening, and you just have to kind of like let this magical thing happen. This is very, you know, these graceful moments are things you almost just get out of their way for a moment and let it play out.
And from Matthew's perspective, because, you know, you're not Winston Churchill. It's not that we saw you, like, everybody saw you on like, you know, it's not archive materials and all that. Again, it's like, it's your intimate...
I may be Winston Churchill.
In the future, but we don't know that.
We don't know that yet.
No, I, you're right, I'm not. And so there was never any notion of any of the actors imitating us in our behaviors, but they did hold very close to the story and to the emotions. Like, that's what really matters. I don't need anybody to have my accent. What I really wanted was for somebody to feel the things that I had felt when I was going through it, and I feel so gratified to see that play out in an honest way. Yeah.
that the real gut punch in the script for me was, well, it's, there are a lot of them, but the real one for me at the end was when Dane asks you, he says, I thought the story was about Nicole, and he says, and you say, well, your character, Casey says, so did I. So my question is, when did you know that the story was about the friend?
Well, it started with me sort of ranting to my editor at Esquire about how I felt sort of personally unprepared to face mortality with Nicole, but also just sort of culturally unprepared. I feel like we don't talk very often about everyday deaths. We talk about heroic deaths, or we talk in euphemisms, and, you know, I don't know if internationally this will make any sense, but in English we might say, you know, he bought the farm or kicked the bucket, or you know, sort of these ideas of sort of dodging talking about real death. And I was talking to him about this, and he said, well, you should write about that. And I said, yeah, but that's a story without a hero. Like, I was not heroic in caring for my wife. And he said, yeah, but you told me about your friend Dane. How about that? And Dane is my hero. And so I brought him in and made it a three-way story. And again, it's just so gratifying to see it actually portrayed honestly.
Thing that we heard about, which is creative freedom with the true story, and because you worked with Matt and he was maybe in the set sometime, how did you guys came across this this thing about creative license?
He was very generous of spirit, I think. Understood. He obviously was had his role in writing, helping Brad write the script, and doing that with Brad. You know, making sure he saw the pages and things like that, so he knew. But it was, I think he's just, Matt is an artist in his own right. And he understands my process and what I had to do. There were days where I was like, I can't, it's hard for me to see you on set. Not because any of anything you're doing, but because I want to please you. And I don't know how to do that. Because I, as a director, that's the worst thing you could think. You cannot please anybody, right? You have to be in service of the art. And so I would see this person over there, and I would be like,
look away.
And I'd like it exactly. And I would be like, I finally found the metaphor. It's like having your dad come to your prom.
Awkward.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
awkward.
It's just sort of like, you know, it's just sort of like, oh, I know you're there for me, and I know you want what's best for me. But it's just like, oh, what? Oh, you're gonna watch what I'm doing and what I'm doing stupid, or what, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
the irony that. Is that I loved every choice that she was making.
He was so
and,
positive.
Well, and also so she really held to the true story. I think that's one reason I was so comfortable with Gabriella directing it, was that coming from the documentary world, I knew that she understood what it means to tell a true story. It's not that every line of dialogue, I mean, we can't remember everything that was said in college, you know, or whatever, but that she understood what it meant to tell a true story, and I really feel like she did that. Yeah, so it's not, I felt very happy throughout.
You say, I mean, Casey says in the film, at the beginning, I want to write something to change the world, if I'm correct. And do you feel that by, like, putting out your story and making a movie out of it, you start a conversation that somehow, I think, by talking about intimacy, can change the world, because it changes how people, you know, deal with such hard topics in life?
I hope so. I got an email recently. I still get emails based on the original article. People will see it. And a guy sent me an email a few days ago and said, I just want you to know how much this meant to me. I'm going to get choked up. He said, how much this meant to me. My wife was just diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And I read this story, and it made me feel a little better to know that somebody else had gone through the same thing. And I was curious about this guy. And so I Googled him and tried to find him. I had his name from the email, and I had his wife's situation, and there's nothing. There's nothing anywhere in the world being said about these people, and they are living through the same experience in total silence. And so for me, I feel like the movie is a chance to sort of reach into that silence and say, like, hey, people understand what you're going through. And that may not be a really changing the world, but it'll change somebody's world.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And for you, do you see your job as a filmmaker, because you deal with real stories, like something, a tool to change the world? In whatever sense this might, in whatever, for whatever meaning this might have for you, changing the world.
Yeah. You do. I mean, you feel like a jerk for saying it because it sounds like it's too big to pretend that you would ever have an effect. And every time I try, I don't do well. Hmm. You know, when I try too hard, the audiences sense it. You have to, like, you know, with Blackfish, for example, work a, you know, movie, whatever, like, I didn't try. I just did the story in an entertaining and important way and was very truthful to it. And then it did stuff, but I didn't try.
Right.
And so some I get worried about that feeling in me that I want to make things right, you know, and make that woman in the audience who said she was, you know, touched by the movie because she's has cancer or something. You know, I'm just like, oh, I hope this heals some tiny part of you, you know, or something. So I keep that part of myself in check because I don't know that. I think it's delusional sometimes to think that you're going
to... You have to let it out, like in the shower or something.
Right, but if you stay disciplined and you're in service to a story you truly believe in and then that story changed you, then become of service to that story. Mm. And then you have to leave it, you give up, you take your baby and you give it to everybody and just say, like, please be good to it. And I hope it gives you as much joy as it gave me.
Yeah.
So I guess that's...
Also, go ahead.
The great thing about this movie is also lots of humor in. You know, so it doesn't get too sentimental, too heavy. But, you know, so it was it by design.
Definitely. Casting Jason. That's what you do, right? When you want things to stay happening. The moment he walks in, you're like, ah, it's an exhale. Like, I'm good. I'm safe. But yeah, also, you know, I think when I met Matt and Dane, like, there would just be funny things. I don't know, like, there was a immediate simpatico, an immediate kind of like, oh, this is someone who would be a friend of mine. You know, like, we laugh at the same things, it's like that, so.
We're not. We would be.
We would be. Not. Like, in another life.
This just took a turn.
This is like a turn. But there's always time.
Yes.
Always time.
One day.
He's funny, and I knew the humor would find its way in. And also, life is both. It's both, and it's humor inside the despair sometimes.
That's the reason for the structure of the movie, too, is it does jump around in time, which is, you know, requires something of the audience to follow. But what it allows you to do is, instead of just a story that starts here and just crashes by the end of the story, it gives you a chance to sort of follow those ups and downs in life in a way that actually more accurately reflects what it's like to grieve and go through that, is that there are flashes of funny things that happen along the way.
Commercials.
Go ahead.
Do you have any chance? Go ahead.
I was wondering if it's difficult to make this movie because, you know, audiences love spandex, you know, superhero movies and stuff, and cancer is like...
They're
too hard to watch, so was it difficult to convince people that this is a story necessary to be told?
I think it always is a thing in the back of your head. You know, I never care very much about those things because I don't have to make all the hard money decisions or I don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a bigger conversation that you start having when you start talking to producers and talking about the film you're making and, oh, we shouldn't even put the word cancer in any material for publicity. How dangerous is that, you know? Mm. And so, yes, I think we're in a world where we want to be. So I always sort of say, but, you know, this is true life, this is real life, and maybe you'll be surprised that you'll actually enjoy the movie, and you'll find moments of laughter in the movie, you know? So trying to do that serious topic in a way that gives people some release and some happiness, too, that's my job. But yeah, it's the challenge is crazy. It's very, very hard and getting harder.
Thank you so much.
Did you have one quick?
It was basically the same.